BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily for Friday. On today's show, more Love in the Trolls, Brian Bellow pops in ahead of tonight's live performance of the perfect Christmas single, and Lost Poppity from last night's Radio 1 Christmas party. Did you actually just say those words?
Which ones?
Why do I need to sound check?
Okay, so...
Right, Chris is going on stage tonight to perform the perfect Christmas single with our mates Frisky Manish.
And Brian Bellow.
And Brian Bellow from Big Brother 8. And he was like, why do I have to sound check? Hello, Mariah Carey.
No, I just mean I've got one line in this song. I mean, what am I... If we go and sound check at 4:30...
I don't need to sound check.
No.
I'll just send a stand in.
No, and then the show's at... When? When am I on? Half nine, ten?
Yeah, half nine tonight at Coco in London.
So what am I going to do in this? I do one line. Not a reindeer.
Yeah, you are.
So what am I sound checking?
It is one line. But you have to be there for the sound check.
Not a reindeer. No. I mean, do I do that a few times?
Again.
Not a reindeer.
No. Not a reindeer.
Not a reindeer.
You see, that's why you need a sound check.
Right.
Because you'll go, not a reindeer. And that's wrong.
Mm.
So, yeah. That means you're going to have to spend the whole afternoon with Brian Bellow as
yes.
well. Yes. From
take him for a meal or something.
Straight after the show.
Mm.
And then that's four till, yeah, you're on at half nine.
Right.
And then you'll probably have a drink after. So that's probably a good 8 hour session there with Brian Bellow. He's a very nice man.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now,
loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. We're loving the trolls. Yeah, we're loving the trolls.
Yeah.
Loving the trolls.
Yeah, brap.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
I'm really ready for a bit of abuse now.
Well, you've come to the right place. So, obviously, we get a lot of people slagging us off on the tech sometimes, all the time on Twitter, like every day, and on Facebook. But you shouldn't let these people bother you because you must have it from time to time as well. Just imagine they all speak like our computer, Lawrence. So, what we do every week with the abuse from the haters is put it through the voice of Lawrence, just takes all the pain away. Doesn't smart one bit. Here's our first one.
Please shut up. You're as funny as French kissing E. Python.
Great one.
Again, please.
Please shut up. You're as funny as French kissing a python.
You're as funny as French kissing a python.
I like that idea.
It's good.
I'm trying to picture that.
Yeah.
What a great insult.
I've never heard it before.
I've never heard that one.
It's a really good insult. So thank you for that, whoever you are.
You're as funny as French kissing a python.
And let's move on. This one's about the music that we're playing. Cue the trolls.
You always play the same songs. This is now the third crap song in a row.
Doesn't hurt at all.
Okay.
Actually, they've probably got a point. We are playing. It's nearly Christmas. We're playing some random
ones. I like that they text in to say
yeah.
that they don't like it, though.
Yeah. Here's another one that's not too keen on the music.
These tunes are literally melting my face.
Tunes are melting their face.
Literally?
Literally melting their face. How?
Wow.
Melting. I don't like Shaken Stevens.
Yeah.
I like people as well that text in when they don't like a song. And this happens a lot where they say, my ears are bleeding.
Mm.
Seriously, you need to go to hospital. Do not text a radio station.
Yeah.
And do not assume it's because it's a song you don't like on the radio has come on. That's why your ears are bleeding. It's not. It's a serious medical condition. Go and get it checked out immediately. Don't text 81199.
It's kind of weird to think that you know, just because you don't like a song, that could cause your ears to bleed.
It's a very popular one. My ears are bleeding. Well, they're
literally.
Not. They're not literally, are they? And next.
Professional as usual, you cat. I'm licking waste of flesh.
That's the best one for a while.
Professional as usual, you cat. I'm licking waste of flesh.
A cat bum licking waste of flesh.
Why a cat?
I don't know.
You cat bum licking waste of flesh.
You see, doesn't hurt at all when you put him through the voice of Lawrence. I enjoyed that. Bring it, haters. So that's the abuse we've got this week.
On loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
Yeah, loving the trolls. Yeah.
Loving the trolls.
Loving the trolls.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
Talking of Essex. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a distinctive laugh, haven't I?
Yeah, yeah. It's Brian Bello, everyone!
Yeah.
Yeah!
I was just about to go whoop whoop then. I really need to stop whoop whooping at 25, don't I?
Yeah, don't whoop yourself, Brian.
Oh, no, I was whooping you, Scott.
Oh,
I was whooping, whoop whoop, Scott Mills, Chris Stark. Well, so, yeah. I done it! Oh!
It's the big night tonight.
It's the big, big night.
It's the live performance of our Christmas song that we've made, the perfect Christmas single. Annoyingly, me and Becky are both away this weekend, not together. So annoying. We can't perform it on stage with you guys. Love to be there. But fair play to you for getting Brian in last minute to do my bit.
Yeah, and he's exactly what we were looking for in terms of someone to replace you.
Sure.
We could be twins, Scott.
Yeah.
Yes.
And have you learnt the lyrics, Brian?
Yes, I have. I'm serious about this. This is a serious. We're bringing Christmas singles back up to the pivotal, the forefront of the nation's national consciousness.
Yes. Good. Wow. You do have two lines.
Oh, yes, I know it's two lines, but however, it's about how you deliver and execute them two lines, though, Scott, isn't it, really?
God. Wow.
If this is serious business.
Very, very seriously.
I can't wait to see this video.
I mean, I'm hoping to be the 2012 Noddy Holder. I mean, that's not something that many people can go for. Mauro Farah can get gold, I can be Noddy Holder.
This is happening.
This is going to be great, isn't it? This is priceless.
I can't wait to see the video of this. What are your lines?
They are.
Get your chimney swept.
No,
Chris,
don't help
him. I was about to go and do it. Get your chimney swept and go and blow your tree. Oh my God, it's so Christmassy.
No, that's not it. It's nothing about blowing a tree.
I think between us, we've got this nailed.
You really?
No, I do know this. But do you know what? I know it when I do it after the chorus. Because you made me do it impromptu at the end, my brain is trained. No, like neuro-linguistic programming.
What's
it's
that?
Trying to do it afterwards.
So, between us, Scott, the song is in safe hands and will be performed.
What's your
in
line?
Coco and Camden.
What's your line?
I'm a reindeer.
It's not that!
You don't even know your line, Chris. Stop.
Something about a reindeer.
No, you do yours.
Okay, yeah. Chim, you swept, and go and blow up your tree.
It's not anything about blowing up a tree.
Wait a minute, let me get my emails out. If I can read it on my emails quickly, I will know it.
Why do we have a Christmas song about blowing up a Christmas tree?
No, okay, maybe we didn't do that. Maybe
right, we need to talk.
From the tree.
Okay, let's
talk. Okay, yeah, I know it now.
Right, okay.
Get your chim, you swept, and trim your tree.
That's not even the tune, Brian.
Yes, it is. What is it then?
Right, we need to replay it. Thank God you're both going to rehearsal.
We are going to rehearsal.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Should we play our Christmas song?
I'd love that.
It's going to be performed live tonight on stage in London. I can't be there. Sadly, I'm away this weekend, so the part of me in this song is going to be performed on stage by winner of Big Brother 8, Mr. Brian Bello.
Of course.
And you're going to be doing your one line.
I am.
Which is?
I'll have a listen to the song. And
right, okay, so
it's not a reindeer.
It's not, that's not it.
Is that the one?
No. You were doing it wrong earlier, reindeer. And then we're like, oh, why do I have to sound check?
It's not a free reindeer.
No. Not a free reindeer.
It's not a free reindeer.
No, it's not.
Reindeer.
There's no it's on it.
It's not a free reindeer.
Right, okay, well, this is why you do need to turn up to the sound check. So it's going to be performed in London tonight. Yes, of course, we'll be doing a video of it. This is the perfect Christmas single.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
You have no messages.
Because Santa Claus is coming. Seems like everybody's getting something except you. Because you're, like I said, on your own now. You got a choice. You don't have to be lonely this Christmas. You can simply have a wonderful time. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights. You're gonna be alright on your own. The stars shining bright, set the sky alight. Oh, holy night, you're pranking.
I feel so Christmassy.
That is our perfect Christmas single, What We Made, with Frisky Manish. If anyone is going to the Frisky Manish gig at Coco tonight, where Brian and Chris are performing, Brian Mello and Chris, my friend here, in case he forgets it, could you prompt him, maybe, if you're in the like the nearest couple of rows, like they had to do on the live episode of Towie?
Lauren Pope!
I'll just hold out the microphone and people can do the line themselves.
Because you will forget it.
I'll just stand there.
Yeah. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. You know the emails, if you work anywhere you'll know this, the emails you get after the works Christmas party, you must have had these already if you've had your Christmas work thing. Only ever after the Christmas party do you get emails like the ones I'm about to play you now. Breaking news, lost and found. So these are just a selection of some of the ones that have been going around Radio 1 today. Breaking lost and found news. News, news.
I seem to have accidentally taken someone else's coat home last night, thinking it was mine. So I have a Jasper Conran black knee-length coat with a butterfly lining, size 14. I'm missing a size 8 black knee-length linear coat. They look the same on the outside. If you're thinking your coat has shrunk a bit from last night and you found some keys with a key ring with an F on the left-hand pocket, then I'd forever be grateful if we could do a swap. NB, this was due to low lighting.
Sure it was.
Of course it was.
That's brilliant. They took home a size 14. There was a woke up this morning, put their coat on, I was like, this is very roomy. It was a size 8.
So you sort of... But the thing is, they've taken someone else's coat, so I assume that other person has gone, all right, I'll just have this one then that's down here. Someone's nipped my coat.
It's quite snug.
I'll have that one there. Sort of looks like mine.
How did that person not realise that the coat is twice the size of the one they normally wear?
So let me get this right, which way round it is. So the size 14 person was the one sending the email, was it?
No, the other way around.
The other way around.
So she puts her coat on and she's like, wow, this is big. And the other person would be like, wow, this is really small.
Yeah.
This has shrunk since last night. More.
Anyone seen a handbag lying around this morning? Seems I lost my bag containing my phone, makeup, purse and my ID pass. Can't find it anywhere.
Well done, everyone. Well done. News. Oh, we've got breaking news just in.
Breaking news.
They're happening all the time. They're coming into us.
Breaking lost and found news. If anyone accidentally took my bag and jacket last night or even saw them anywhere... Please could you let me know? I would like certainly to be reunited with my house keys. Now, it's just gone 2:15. It was cold last night.
It was. It's freezing. Have they not been home? Can I just maybe crash at yours?
Oh, wow.
So good. They're always coming in all the time. There's another one.
Anyone pick up a purple leather glove last night? If so, please can you let me know? Thanks, smiley.
And I like it that it's just the one.
Just one.
Just one.
Leather glove. Anyone pick up a purple leather glove last night?
Surely they were once a pair. I know.
I want to see someone reply. Have we got breaking?
Another one. No
Unbelievable.
Way.
Unbelievable.
These are... It's 2:15 in the afternoon.
Hit the thing. Breaking, lost
News.
And found. If anyone is missing their Kindle, please let me know, as one was found after the party last night.
Amazing.
I mean, it's the most middle class lost and found I've ever heard.
Does it say what books are on there?
No, it doesn't. Okay, it doesn't specify.
We hope to bring you that soon here on Lost and Found News.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Adam's genuinely confused. He says, is this Brian off of Bon 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 Bons? No, it's Brian off of Big Brother 8. Yes. Hello. And he is going to be on stage with Chris tonight. Who's doing Becky's part? A lot of people are asking, well, who's doing Huckster Rhyme's part in the song?
I suppose one of us two will have to do
like
that.
Like the Dizzy Rascal rap?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it?
I can rap.
You can rap?
Oh, God, yeah. And you do it. What's the rap?
Oh, what, you mean rap something? Oh, yeah. I got to go like, it's Merry Christmas and well, I'm by boy with Chris Boy.
Yeah,
whoop.
See?
Excellent.
Sorted.
That is a great Christmas rap. Okay. Professor Green should be scared.
So, good. Well, if you can work that out between yourself, because someone needs to do Becky's...
Well, we've sorted it, haven't
That's
we?
Not it, though, is it?
Well, that will do.
You ain't got a fear, just mingle. Give a little sing to the singles. That's how it goes.
Oh, so we bust it out like that?
Yes.
Well, that's the song, Brian. We're doing...
Yes,
Right, okay. It's all good. You've got hours, yet.
Yeah.
You're not on until 9:30. It's right, all exactly. going to be fine.
And I've got a hotel to find.
Yeah, we've got a performance to do as well, Brian.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, both. It's both.
Busy day.
It is a very busy day.
Let's play Real or No Real. So, some of these are real facts, some of these blatantly made up. But which is real and which is no real? Today, playing the game, Brian Bellow and my friend Chris. Let's go.
Every time you sit on a bus, there is a 75% chance the person next to you is not wearing any pants.
75%?
That seems quite high.
Yeah.
That's far too high.
Well, that means it's more likely than not that they're not wearing pants.
Yeah. Have you ever not worn any pants on the bus?
No.
No. I don't know. To be fair, I think it's one of them ones that I think depends, because more guys can get away with it than girls.
Why?
Because...
No, no, sorry. No. Let's not go there.
No, let's not go there.
Okay. Real or no real?
I'm going to say this is no real. I think that's too high.
Right?
I'm going to say it's too high as well. So no 75%, real. That's 3/4 of the population of bus people.
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
You were right to go no real, everybody.
Yeah.
And, hang on. Here is your next real or no real.
Yes.
Astronauts have a patch of Velcro inside their helmet so they can scratch their nose.
Oh, I reckon this could be true, because it is really irritating, yes, isn't it? I can't say from personal experience.
Yeah, because it's almost like being on the motorbike, isn't it? Now you've got a motorbike helmet on, and it's like all itchy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I reckon that would be, astronauts would have to, because the altitude would be different in space.
Yes.
Right.
Wouldn't it?
Why
are you looking at me like that, Chris?
No, because when you say
would be different in space, wouldn't it, so being on the motorbike?
But the altitude?
Well, you know what I mean, like, it's the space difference.
Yes.
From air. Sort of thing. Air in space would be different. So if you had a helmet on your head, sort of thing, you would feel, I've got my cheeks itching. And you couldn't get like a toothpick to put up there.
No, so they must Velcro.
They must have special things on the helmet.
I'm going to...
They would have a method behind the madness before.
I'm going to go with Brian on this one, that the altitude is different in space and that they would have Velcro.
So?
Real.
Real?
Yeah, real.
Is real.
Yes, Brian, you're right. See?
We're more than just pretty faces.
See? Next.
2.5 angels go into making every serving of Angel Delight.
What?
Yeah. That's old school. I haven't had that for a while.
It's lush.
Love that.
Angel Delight. Oh.
So, is that true? Two angels go into the actual making of Angel Delight.
Brian?
Well, it depends on what sort of angels they're talking about, really, doesn't it? Because if they're talking about the sort of angels, spiritual angels, it could just be in there in a metaphorical sense.
Yes.
What? Brian, have you swallowed a dictionary today?
I'm just saying, just in general. It depends. Because some person could be a bakery and making it with love.
It's Angel Delight. True.
Angel Delight. Like, I bet Delia Smith makes Angel Delight with love, to be fair.
I have no idea what's going on. Real or no real?
What are you saying, Brian?
Saying...
I'm saying no real.
Okay, I'm going with you then.
Yeah.
Everyone's no real.
That one is no real.
Okay. And your next fact, or is it?
Rubbing your ears can help relieve an itchy throat.
I think if this is true, it'll be the fact of the day.
Real or no real?
What you say?
Ooh. I'm going to go real.
Yes.
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one more for you.
We're getting there, boys.
On today's real or no real. Here we go.
If you notify a flight attendant that it's your birthday, most airlines will let you exit the plane on the inflatable slide.
I don't.
I've never tried this.
Do you think?
I'd love to try this.
What are you saying? Real or no real?
Oh, I don't think they're fun enough.
No. No.
No, I don't think they're fun enough.
I know, because maybe it's just the places that I've been to, or the airlines I've been on.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're
They didn't let you on
enough.
The slide.
They right. didn't let me on the slide, right. to be fair.
I'm going
to
say no real.
Right?
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, well done, everyone.
50 points each.
Well done.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Have you sent a message in to Dear Scott? You might be on. Here's some more messages we got from you on email this week.
Dear Scott, my name is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
No, not Chris from the 24 years at the tap end. I'm Chris, the flowers delivery driver from London.
Oh, Chris, yes. Renowned in London as one of the best deliverers of flowers.
Mm.
Hi. Thanks for writing in to Dear Scott. How can we help?
I would like to say that I'm a everyday listener of your show. I like Lawrence from Loving the Thrall because it does make frustrated people, what they don't enjoy a good entertainment programme, funny. I like your real or no real game. Sometimes I find myself laughing and others looking at me. They don't understand why. You and your team, Chris, Becky and all the others, are doing a hard day a lot more easier. On the other side, it's difficult for me to get the point of innuendo bingo. I think it is a biohazard. Love you. Chris, the delivery driver from London. P.S. I hope it will be readed on the radio.
Hi, Chris. You've just got read.
Legend.
Biohazard. Probably not wrong.
For health and safety, though, we should probably say...
It's not.
It's not.
Do you know what? Some people really don't get innuendo bingo. You either really love it or you just don't get it.
Mm.
And also, something else that I've noticed, which is a bit weird. We're now in this... big building, we've moved buildings. So we're in here, right, with the rest of the BBC. There's a lot of people. And obviously not all of them work at Radio 1. Some of them work at Radio 4 and posh places like that. And in the lift, they do sometimes play Radio 1. And yesterday we were on when Innuendo Bingo was on, in the silent lift. You know the awkward thing? Yes. And there were some very confused and... quite angry faces in the lift yesterday when this went out from Annika Rice.
Oh, very good morning to you if you've just come to.
That's awkward, isn't it?
I really like the idea of these people standing there very awkwardly in the lift, trying to not laugh because it's very funny, or just not getting it at all. But what we should do is we should put a camera in that lift.
Yes!
I think.
Lift cam.
Or even like... we can send someone and they can just film it on their phone or something, but just film people's reactions when Innuendo Bingo is yes. on in that awkward lift.
Yes. With all the very serious people.
Because here we go with all bosses and suited people.
Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L, have you ever had to catch an animal in a shop?
Let me think back. No. Have you? Have you?
No.
I had to catch something in my nan's living room once that flew down the chimney. I'm saying a pigeon. Actually, it was a pigeon. We had to catch it.
I can only imagine what that must have looked like.
But not in a shop.
It's happened to me recently, and I was going to use it as my fact to introduce your show, but since that's no longer a feature, I thought it might do for the PR4L instead. I was walking through the high street on my lunch break recently when I saw a crowd of people round the window of the local sweet shop. It turned out a pigeon had flown in and was running around the window display. The staff saw me and asked me to come in and get the pigeon out. I work in a zoo and was wearing my work uniform, but don't normally catch pigeons as part of my job description. I went in, climbed into the window display and grabbed the pigeon in one movement. Everyone was very impressed, and I released the pigeon outside the shop. The staff thanked me, then went about their business as usual. I was a bit surprised, since I had expected some free sweets, either as a one-off or for life, sad smiley. However, I suppose sweets that have had a pigeon running over them wouldn't be very nice to eat, no. Laughing smiley. If you've ever had a similar experience, please feel free to share. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Love, Becky. Scottish, but living in the West Midlands. 5'4", brown eyes. XXX.
Good, thanks for that. Thanks for sharing.
I've never handled a pigeon.
I haven't, but they're fast.
Yeah, massive respect for that, though.
Yeah, we didn't catch the one in my nan's living room.
Did you not?
No, no. Don't think we did.
Sort of ushered it out.
Yeah, just kind of shoo. I like it that because you were wearing your zoo uniform, they were like, she'll know what to do. Get the pigeon. Next.
Dear Scott, I'm loving your new Christmas song. It's frankin' sensational.
Yes.
Lols. But when I went to download it off of the BBC homepage, I was blocked, as I'm not in the UK. I'm used to being denied access from the BBC for all sorts of cams, etc. But how can they deny me your Christmas song? Have they no holiday spirit? How can I get a copy? Thanks a bunch. Beth, Philadelphia, USA.
Yeah, sorry about that, Beth. There were a few errors as to whether you could get it outside of the UK or not, but I think if you try now, you should be able to. I was up half the night doing that. But now you can. You can get it. Wherever you live in the actual world, people will be listening to it in Australia, on the beach. People will be listening to it in the freezing cold snow in Europe. People will be listening to it in Singapore, where it's always humid and around the same temperature. So hello, if you're listening to our perfect Christmas single, wherever you're lovely celebrating short Christmas, get it for free from the Radio 1 homepage. So that was the Scott Mills Daily for Friday, 14th of December. Join us Monday afternoon, if you can, live between 1 and 4 on Radio 1 for another edition of 24 Years at the Tap End.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.